Bands on.
Do you want it?
Yeah, no, you know. But did you, someone put on? How do you do?
I see. I got it.
Okay. Oh, I don't think I need that one because this one is moving in my.
Okay.
All right,
well,
put it on.
I'll put it on though.
Okay. Okay. So we're up to. I think we did the first paragraph of Rabbeinu Yonah, so let's see if we can finish Rabbeinu Yonah today. Did any of you start the new Mar Makamos?
Yeah.
Okay. How far did you get?
We're like in the Gemara a little bit.
A little bit, okay. Okay, so let's... the next paragraph, it begins, L'inyan p'sak ha'halacha. So can somebody tell me... what does he say in this next paragraph? Yes, Victoria.
Oh, okay. So he first presents what the Hachamim say according to Rav and Shmuel.
Right.
He then says that the Gemara asks, "My benayim, you know, what's the difference between your opinions?" And it responds, "Zikal ne'ara."
Yes.
And then he goes into he cites the Chai Gaon.
Who says what?
Who goes according to who explains Zikal ne'ara as their second opinion?
Which is
that 3 years the dates fall off the tree. According to Shmuel, that wouldn't be a chazakah. According to Rav, there would. And he says, okay, that's the first point that he. Oh, and he says that we establish the din like Shmuel.
Meaning, keep going. So what is the point of? What's significant about the fact that he cites the opinion of Rav Haigong?
He's proving that. Shmuel holds that you need 3 shanim.
That's right. That Rav and Shmuel both require 3 full years, right, 36 months, and that it actually turns out that Shmuel is more machmir than Rav, because the only nafkamina between Rav and Shmuel is this dekel nara, which he's interpreting it to mean a dekel that sheds its fruit, you know, before they ripen. And according to Rav, it's still a chazaka, but according to Shmuel, it's not. Even though you have 36 months, even though everything else he's done, you know, he's worked the field, he gathers up all the fruits after they fell to the ground, he did everything that has to be done, but nevertheless, according to Shmuel, since he didn't actually do the picking of the fruit, you know, plucking them off the trees, according to Shmuel, it's not a chazaka. It's really amazing that's not a chazaka. But basically, you need Gimel Shanim, period. You always need Gimel Shanim. Now, if he says that you always need Gimel Shanim, then what would be the halacha in a... So how does this now relate to our Mishnah? What I'm getting at is the Tanna Kamma of our Mishnah. Where do they fit in? Yeah.
So it would be that... I think that Shmuel, according to this understanding of Dekel Na'ara, would disagree would definitely disagree with anyone who holds that we learn from Shmuel.
Who is the Tanna Kamma of our Mishnah the same view as the Chachamim that either Rav or Shmuel cited? That's what I'm asking.
It's not.
So what does he think?
They're different.
So then the Tanna Kamma of the Mishnah basically is the view, whose view is that?
Rabbi
Shmuel. Which means there's a difference between Osaperos Tadir, Eina Osaperos Tadir, or to say that differently, between a Stei Beis Hashlochen and Stei Beis Habal. But according to Rav and Shmuel, the Chachamim have one position, whether it's a stay beis habal, beis hashlochen, it's all the same. Namely, you need 3 full years in terms of time, You got to have 36 months.
They disagree with the Tanakh.
Yes, yeah. In the same way that they disagree with Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Akiva, they disagree with the Tanakh because it's the same Shita. And as you started to say, so the whole view of our Mishnah is basically following the view of that we learn out from Shor Muad. And if we do learn out from Shor Muad, therefore that would explain, then you could have three, let's say if it were a Steilon, you could have three different peros. You could harvest three different peros. Even if you could do all that in 1 year, you could create a chazaka that way, because if you're learning from Shor Muad, it's just three such events, right? Three such occurrences, three such cycles, and that's enough to create a chazaka. It doesn't have to be the same peros. And clearly, even according to Shmuel, it's got to be the same peros, because he said gimel gederos, gimel betziros, gimel mesikos. So it's got to be the same. Okay.
Did that imply? I mean, I know we already know, obviously, that Shmuel is the reason Rishal, and Rishal is the one who holds Shmuel. But the fact that Shmuel says three Masikot and three Dero implies, obviously, that he cannot hold like Shmuel, because we know Shmuel has to mean that three separate would be okay.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Did everybody hear what she just said? Yeah. Say it again.
That Shmuel, we know Shmuel says it needs to be three of the same because of the way he phrases Shlosh Gedera or Shlosh Masikot, and then, but we also know that if you hold like Shor Muad, you have to be okay with three different ones because it's just about three things happening, and so therefore,
right.
that means that Shmuel and Shor Muad fundamentally don't work together.
That's right. So that the Chachamim that Shmuel is citing, they don't learn out from Shor Muad. Where do they learn out from? So where do they get their where do they get their 3 years from? Mizdar Inish Peshtari. What Rava said, Mizdar Inish Peshtari, Gimel Shanim. Both Rav and Shmuel agree to that. It's just that Shmuel has an additional requirement that the actual harvesting, detaching it from the tree, has to be done by the machzik, by the occupant himself. Now, why he has such a... Because that's even going beyond what an... I'm adding this in now. Because that to me is like going beyond even what an owner would do.
Beyond reasonable doubt that this person now has
an owner. What would an owner do if the dates fell off the tree? What? Go put them back up on the branch? Or he would just collect... He'd be great. So why should he have to do even more than what a serious, earnest owner would do? It's just, this to me is saying that even, like normally we say that the machzik has to behave like an owner would. And this, to me, in the case of Shmuel, the way we're learning Dekel Nara, the machzik has to even behave, go beyond what an owner would do. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just making an observation. I don't, you know. Yeah.
I know that according to the original way we went into this tomorrow with Rashbam, that we had said that Rav just says 3 years. We didn't say anything about Peros.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
Like, when Rashbam talked about his understanding of Rav's Chachamim, he said something like, we're not concerned about collecting peros, we're concerned about 3 years. And we said, like, that seems kind of crazy that there's an achilat pero, because an achilat pero needs to be mafid, right? It's probably that he needs 3 years, like that's...
No, the lakitas, in terms of the duration of time, that is not... the duration of time is not determined by lakitas peros.
Right.
It's determined by Mizdar Inish Peshtari. But during that duration of time, you need to have peros, because otherwise there's no reason why the Marakama would be Mocha if the guy's not doing anything
and
on the field.
And the Yerushalmi that Rashba brought said that.
Said what?
That Rav, the Ikar, for Rav, was Hachmasas Peiros.
Well, he talked about Hachmasas Peiros.
Right.
Yes.
So I'm saying, just saying, like, but we just, what we're now saying, both of them require 3 years. They both require 3 productions. Difference, only difference is handpicked for Shmuel.
According to Rabbeinu Yonah.
According to Rabbeinu Yonah, according to Rabbi Haigo.
Yeah, that the only difference is handpicking.
Okay.
Okay. Then, and then in the next paragraph where he says, V'ro'isi l'rabim me'raboseinu she'kosvu b'chibureihem ha'klal ha'shanoi b'mishnaseinu chodover sh'osa peros toder chetzkaso sh'olsham yom yom, etc. What's he saying here? What's he saying here? You see where I am? The next paragraph. You don't have it.
I have paragraphs.
V'ro'isi l'rab b'me'raboseinu.
Oh, yeah. So he's saying that he's seen that a lot of people are writing about the Mishnah on Chochet.
And why is that significant?
It's a difference between Tadir and Eno Tadir.
So why?
And that's Lepsak Kalacha, right? Weren't they?
In other words, he finds other poskim are citing this in their writings. Citing what? The distinction between Osa Perosodir and Eno Osa Perosodir. Now, according to what Rabbeinu Yonah had just said, they should not be, if they were in agreement with what Rabbeinu Yonah said, they wouldn't be citing in their book of Halacha a distinction between Osa Perosodir or not, because according to Rabbeinu Yonah, it doesn't make a difference. So Rabbeinu Yonah, if he were writing a book of Halacha, he would omit all that. He would just say, you need 3 years, period.
But like, we don't, it doesn't actually say, like, I hold, like,
no, but he's, the view that he just presented.
Right, okay.
Okay. Now, we'll end up seeing whether he tips his hat to tell us what he really likes. We'll see very soon. But now in this paragraph, he's claiming that he saw many people, many of Raboseinu, he means other Rishonim, that what? That do cite the distinction between Osa Perosodir and not. What does he say about it?
That they must have a different understanding of their Gemara.
And what understanding does he give us? Yeah, that it can actually. But how does he interpret it?
As the third pick, you should pick on that.
No, I mean, but does he quote? He cites another understanding of Dekonara, the one about that you can get 2 productions in 1 year. Mm-hmm. But by doing so, well, let's back up a second. He also, before he goes there, he cited the Rif.
Right.
What did he say about the Rif? Right. Doesn't bring Rav at all. Now, why is that significant? Talia, why is that significant? Okay. Blima, why is that significant? I know, but why is that significant? Other than the fact that he's not like Shmuel. So, you have to say something about that. He says it. No, what does he say?
You don't need 3 full years.
That's right. He sees in that you don't need 3 full years. Because why does he feel that way? Why does he feel that by not citing what Rav said, by just citing Shmuel, that you can see from that Shmuel does not require 3 full years?
According to the
Rif,
though.
Yeah, I'm saying according to the Rif. What is the fact that that the Rif does not cite Rav? What does that have to do with anything? He cites only Shmuel because he passes like Shmuel. So, okay. So what do you want him to do? See, the Rabbeinu Yonah thought that what?
That the not community of Dekel Nara was significant, but the fact that he says that the not community between them is Dekel Nara and not...
I don't mean that. I mean the fact that the Rif only cites Shmuel and not Rav. Yeah? What do you want to say?
I wonder if it's just based on their Lashon, meaning Rav says So there's no question here that he thinks it's always 3 years. So maybe the fact that he quotes Shmuel alone makes one question whether he actually thinks that you always need 3 years.
Yeah, that's right. In other words, Rav said you need Gimel Shan Miyom Miyom. If you go back to the paragraph before in Rabbeinu Yonah, where Rabbeinu Yonah cited Rav Haigon, that shot, the whole point there was that Shmuel, who said Gimel Gederos, he wasn't coming to dismiss what Rav said about Gimel Shanim Miyom Liyom. He agrees with it. He agrees with Gimel Shanim Miyom Liyom. He's just adding on that the Gederos, the harvesting, you got to do it yourself. That's why in Dekel Nara, where it falls off the tree by itself, it won't count as a chazaka for you, according to Shmuel. So, by citing Rav, even if you're going to end up paskening like Shmuel, but if you also cite Rav, you could still pasken like Rav too. In what sense are you, even if you're paskening like Shmuel, you could also, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, you're also paskening like Rav. How so?
Because you would say that Shmuel also cries 3 to 6 months like Rav.
That's
Wait,
right.
Can you say that? Okay.
According to Rabbeinu Yonah, did Rabbeinu Yonah pasken like Shmuel?
No.
Rabbeinu Yonah himself?
I don't know.
He did.
Yeah,
because he said Kaimalon. But Kaimalon Kishmuel, the Hilchus, I'm reading the paragraph before.
Yeah.
Right before, right after he cites Rav Haigon, take a look at it. Pierce Rav Haigon, that goes, Hamasha Perosov. Dilo Shmuel, Havi Chazak, Achi Yigdor, Biodaim, Rav Havi Chazak, but Kaimalon Kishmuel, the Hilchus of Kavase Bedine. Although that might be from Rav Haigon, but he doesn't say anywhere he doesn't argue with that. So, but by paskening like Shmuel, that doesn't mean he's also not paskening like Rav, because Shmuel agrees with Rav that you need Gimel Shanim Miyom Liyom. You need 36 months. So Shmuel, so it's just that Shmuel is one notch up, you know, because he requires something that Rav didn't require, namely to do the harvesting yourself.
But aren't we talking about a different interpretation of Shmuel?
I'm talking about the earlier one.
I know, but
I'm getting to that. 1 second. So now, in the Rif only cited Shmuel. He didn't even bother to cite Rav. So that means the Rif believes that Rav, in terms of Psak Halacha, is being totally rejected. Rav is being rejected. So what is being rejected then? Instead of saying Rav, so tell me what Rav said that's being rejected. That you need 36 months. Just 1 second. So what does Shmuel think? You need just 3 harvests. So what if it doesn't total 36 months? So be it. So the question then is, so what then does Dekel Nara mean?
Shouldn't it be otherwise?
Let me just finish it once, and I'll let you ask. So what would then Dekel Nara mean? So Dekel Nara means 2 productions in 1 year. But according to this, the way Rabbeinu Yonah understands the Rif, is there a difference between 2 productions in 1 year and simply Mekuta'os?
Is that
yes.
According to Rabbeinu Yonah's understanding of the Rif, is there a difference between this pshat of Dekel Nara, where you can get every 6 months you get a whole new production of dates, or simply a case of 3 years that are Mekuta'os? You know what I mean by Mekuta'os?
It's just less than
36 months.
But still, 3 productions.
The 3 productions. Is there a difference?
No. Listen, I'm explaining that later on.
What? Yeah, I'm asking you. So.
I don't think so.
You're sure or not? Does he talk about it or not?
He does.
What does he say?
He
says they're different?
Yeah, because he asked the question.
What would be the din in Mekuta'os?
Shmuel would say it's not good enough for a chazakah, for anything but a Dekel Nara.
He says that. Let's read it together. Okay, McKenna, you're going to read this. Okay.
In terms of the reasoning, I'm just I feel like when we say that it's clear that by not citing Rav, Rif is rejecting 36 months.
That's right.
I feel like that's not clear until you know what the understanding of Deko Ma'ara is. No, like, it doesn't work.
Well,
like, you can't, he says this line.
Well, no, you know it right away, because all Shmuel said was three harvests. That's all he said.
But if you were Rabbi Nuyona, and you held Deko Ma'ara, and you said, like you said, if Rabbi Nuyona were to write a book of Pesach, and just wrote the words, this is what Shmuel said.
So I don't know what came first, the chicken or the egg, if that's what you're asking.
Like the Deko Ma'ara.
Yeah, I don't know what came first. It's just that if Rabbeinu Yonah was writing a book of halacha, he would say we paskin like Rav on one issue, but we paskin like Shmuel on a different issue. Meaning, we paskin like Rav. Let me rephrase that. We really paskin like Shmuel everywhere. It's just that Shmuel agrees with Rav on one thing and disagrees on something else. I'll say that again. Rabbeinu Yonah would say we paskin like Shmuel. Now, if you have, what does Shmuel hold? This is the following. It's a little complicated. Shmuel holds like Rav that you need 36 months. But Shmuel disagrees with Rav, unlike Rav, who thought that if the dates fall off the tree by themselves, you could just collect them and that's fine to create a chazaka. Shmuel says you got to do your own picking, plucking. But basically, Shmuel agrees with Rav. So where Shmuel agrees with Rav, fine. And where Shmuel disagrees with Rav, fine. Because we paskin like Shmuel ben kovacho. Is that clear?
Yeah.
Now, so if Rabbeinu Yonah feels that way and he were citing halacha, he would cite Rav because Shmuel agrees with Rav.
Right.
But the part of Rav that he would cite would be Cheskaso Gimel Shanin Yom Liyom. That Shmuel, I agree with 100%. So Rabbeinu Yonah would cite, I would cite Rav because that's part of what Shmuel holds. Shmuel holds like Rav. Now the Rif didn't do it. The Rif omitted totally what Rav said. Let me just say it through once. So therefore, to Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rif thing. So what did all he quotes is Shmuel? What did Shmuel say? Look at his words. Gimel Gederos. He didn't talk about the duration of time. Didn't talk about Gimel Shanim. He just said three harvests. Didn't mention Rav about Gimel Shanim Yom Liyom. Nothing. So to Rabbeinu Yonah, thinking, looking at the Rif, he feels that Rav Shmuel does not require 36 months. Because why should, where do you see it? He doesn't say it. He just says three gederos. Now, if he doesn't require 36 months, then how will he interpret, how did the Rif interpret Deko Ma'ara? Now, we don't know because the Rif doesn't talk about it. So you're on your own to try to figure it out. I'm just saying that he would not interpret Deko Ma'ara the way Rav Haigon did. Because he would interpret it, now, whether that's how he interpreted it and that's how he,
right.
I don't know, and
right.
I don't think it matters.
Well, it matters to me just because I feel like I don't understand it unless I knew about Deko Ma'ara.
Okay. I don't know if it has to be that way. I don't know what came first. But the Deko Ma'ara pshat has to be what? That you can create your chazaka in less than 3 years because all you need is three harvests, according to Shmuel. Well, Rav would say, no, you need 3 years. So the Deko Ma'ara would be such a nafka mina. Now, what does he feel about Makutos? McKenna, you're going to read it.
From where?
So he says, my benayu, v'ikalukiyume hodein svara. From there. Stop a second. So what's he saying so far?
Okay, so basically that you can establish the halakha based on the way that it's written in the Gemara. Because when the Gemara asks my benayhu, Abaye says it's Deko Ma'ara, and that means Deko Ma'ara there means that it's a Deko that produces fruit twice in 1 year.
Right.
And for Shmuel, it would be enough to have like 2 years. We think he really means like a year and a half.
Right.
He says that it would be enough to have 2 years because he goes after Gilgal Gederot. I mean,
correct.
He establishes
correct.
Halakha based on
now the next sentence.
Ubadin hu dehava le'el me'mara ika benayhu mekutaot.
Stop. What does that mean?
Okay, but halakhically speaking, right, you should, there is to say that Mekuta'ot is ikavenagu, is what's between them.
You understand what that means?
You say it in, or you, you
know, what does that mean? Could you, in your own words, what does that mean? Ubedin hu dahavale lameimar ika benaihu mekuta'os.
What does that mean? I guess that if you're going to understand Dekel Na'ara according to that shot that you just gave,
yes,
then you really have to say that it's mekuta'ot.
What's mekuta'os?
The nafamina between Rav and Shmuel. Because if you're going to say that Shmuel holds that you can get the chazakah in a year and a half, Rav would never say that. He would always say you need 3 years.
Okay. So what about mekuta'os then?
So then it's really mekuta'ot that's the nafamina between them.
And not Dekel Na'ara.
It says Dekel Na'ara. What do you mean? The Gemara says Dekel Na'ara. What do you mean it's not Dekel Na'ara?
Just read the first line again, also. I don't know.
Like, I'll go. I'll see if anybody can tell you.
Well, I was just going to say, doesn't this sound similar to the Rashi's question of, again, why wouldn't you just say the more general Mekuta'ot? Why are you giving such a specific.
So, what is he saying about it?
So, he's saying, according to this understanding of what it seemed like the Rav might be saying, is that saying that it's just something that's fewer than 3 years would make it seem like the actual Ikabenahu is Mekuta'ot. So, we have to understand why it's not.
I didn't get it when I say it again. I just didn't follow what you're saying.
I'm not sure I'm saying anything differently from what anyone else is saying, but
just
meaning...
Just say it again.
You said something more differently.
Yeah, I didn't get it, so...
So...
You could just repeat
the
what
same
you
way
said.
The Rashba asked, why wouldn't we just say the general question of Mekuta'ot, which would be a much easier, more understandable difference between them?
Yes.
And instead we say Dekel Na'ara, we have to understand what it is. According to this, the way that Rif is understanding it, it could be fewer than 3 years... establishing a chazaka in fewer than 3 years.
Dekel Na'ara
is less. According to Shmuel,
yeah.
Right? Because of that, how you understand Dekel Na'ara.
Yes.
But then again, why would you need to call it Dekel Na'ara? Call it the difference between the Mekuta'ot.
So what's your response to that? So what is Rabbeinu Yonah saying about it?
There's an intrinsic difference between Mekuta'ot and...
That must not be the difference. It must not be that it's actually at any time...
Well, what... Okay. What is the... Blima, what do you want to say? What does that mean?
According to the halacha,
like
you could have said that if Mekuta'ot, meaning it's the same thing, he doesn't see a difference between this example of the broader halacha Mekuta'ot and just saying Mekuta'ot.
She's right. So then why did it mention Dekel Na'ara if it could have given the broader example? Blima.
Then you might...
Does he tell you?
Yes.
Because this is even a bigger chiddush. Not only you can knock it off in a year and a half. Mekuta'ot, the implication of Mekuta'ot is what?
A little less than 3 years.
You know, you're going to need, it's going to
roughly
be 3 years, although you're not going to necessarily always require 36 months. You might be able to knock it off in 30 months. It all depends when the season ends for each year of production.
What do you mean? Why is it a difference?
Because she even needs so little time. All you need is a year and a half.
What does Mekuta'ot tell us?
It just means that it could be an abbreviated 3 years. Mekuta'ot means like cut short.
But are you saying it makes it sound like 2 years and 364 days or something?
Yeah, I mean if you went to that extreme, but I'm saying it. Yeah.
You're saying that it's kind of giving us a minimum guideline.
It's not even a minimum. I mean, it's
giving. It's definitely less than 3 years. Like,
yeah, but the Dekel Na'ara example goes so far as to say that all we care about is three harvests. Ad kedei kach, even if it should take a year and a half to get it,
right.
That would also work because all we care about is three gederos according to Shmuel. Let me read it inside. Ubedin hu dahavale lameimar ika benayu mekuta'ot. In truth, he says, the din is that the Gemara could have said that the nafgamina between Rav and Shmuel is Mekuta'ot. The Gemara could have said that as well. So that's why what you said before is wrong.
Right.
Because the Gemara could have said, Ika Beinayu Mekuta'ot. Because the truth is, Mekuta'ot is also a nafgamina between Rav and Shmuel. According to Rav, it's Zanachazaka, you need 36. And according to Shmuel, if you have three Gederos, and you knock it out in 30 months, that would also work. So the Gemara could have done that too. So then you ask yourself, why didn't the Gemara do that? That goes on to explain. Elo da'adifa mino ka'omar. What does that mean?
It's more
But it was even better than that, better than Mekutos, does the Gemara says, meaning da filu shtei gederos bechada shasa, even two harvests in 1 year, olos l'shtei shanim. In Shmuel's eyes, they'll count as 2 years. V'yafal gav detam hachazaka shehi shalosh shanim mishum detlosh shanim mizdar inish b'shtari tfei lo mizdar b'shtari. Even though, see here, he doesn't explain much here. He says, even though what? The basis of 3 years is still based on mizdar inish b'shtari. How do you understand that? Well, so how does...
Maybe
sorry.
In that tradition that we said how Rashi interprets Shmuel, meaning that, like, for three productions...
That's right. You have to... I wish you would have said a little more, but he asked, otherwise, what is he talking about? Because he's telling us, Mizdar Inish B'Shtari Gimel Shanim, but he says you can knock it out in a year and a half, so... But that means it would be three productions that people watch their Shtaros. Yeah. But rather, it's better than it says. Because Dekonar is even a bet. Not that Mekutos would not be a Nafkamina. Mekutos would be a Nafkamina, but the Gemara even gave a better example. Gemara gave a great example of Mekutos. This is a Mekutos of 18 months.
I'm just confused why he's. I wish he would say, instead of saying that he would make the effect of Europe. He says, whatever,
I don't follow. What?
Why does he bring that, like...
Bring what?
Why does he use the words
What's wrong with that?
Because that's not the full, all the facts.
It should
say,
Well, that's what he's saying. He says you have two Gederos in 1 year count for 2 years. So then the next Gederos, which takes 6 months, would count as a year. He expects you to realize that. Yeah.
Just a question on like a line in the first paragraph of the Rabbeinu Yonah. It's okay. Like very much towards the end when it says...
First paragraph?
The first paragraph.
Okay.
Towards the end, where
yes.
It says, Shelo Zara'a Ba'alin Harishonim.
Shelo what?
Shelo Zara'a.
Oh, what is that? Yeah,
what
we didn't.
What does that mean, Ba'alim Harishonim?
Okay. Yes, the Marakama.
So why are we bringing in Marakama versus Marakama?
Well, the verse, tell me what he's saying, and then we'll understand what. Vahod, the Rebbe Yishmael, the Rebbe Akiva, Mayre. The case, of, what was the case of Rebbe Yishmael and Rebbe Akiva? Tell me the case.
So
I know, tell me what they said.
Rebbe Akiva said 14 months.
I know, be more specific. Tell me how you got the 14 or the 18. At the end of the first year, 3 months for Rabbi Shmuel or 1 month? The end of the year. Okay. So what happened in the beginning of the year? Of that year? Well, so that's what he's talking about now. V'hod Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva Mayre Kegon Shelo Zora Balim Harishonim B'tchilas Shona Harishona. What does that mean?
That it must be that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva are talking about the case when it must be that it's not a case of the Baal having planted from the beginning of the year, because if he would have finished his crops, he'd be done. He doesn't care what's happening with his field at the end. He might not even be watching his field at that point.
Right.
Oh.
That's what he's saying.
Interesting. Okay.
Now, we never talked about that. That's okay. Mm-hmm. It just tells us something that in that... In the state based Habal, the first year, what counts as the first year, is the last 3 months of the year. So what Rabbeinu Yonah says is, we have to assume, this is what he thinks, that the Marakama did not do any seeding at the beginning of that year.
And just whatever leftover is grown?
No, he didn't do anything.
Okay.
Because if he did do seeding and everything, and then this guy came in at the end of the year and then did it, Rabbeinu Yonah feels that the Marakama wouldn't think anything of it. He wouldn't care because he already got his work in the field done. So the fact that this guy came in at the end and hopped, you know, grabbed what he could, so to speak. I don't know. He says he would.
Like,
because
yeah, a lot. Maybe like, you planted all of that.
No, he got his harvest.
Because he got his harvest, so.
He did everything, he just left over.
No, he got his harvest, so he got what he needed. So the fact that somebody else owes, it's like Zenana Vizelo Chaser. You know what I mean by that? Like, this guy's benefiting, nobody else, so I got mine. So okay, so I wouldn't care. So we need where the guy on the field is doing things that the owner would care. So, okay, this Adam, could you argue with Rabbeinu Yonah's logic? Maybe. I don't know.
But
it's not a main major. What?
Therefore, he has to have planted it.
Who's
the,
he?
The lookout.
No, nobody did. In the beginning of the year.
So what's on the field?
We're talking about the last 3 months of the year.
Last 3 months of the year, he plants and harvests.
Does everything, right. Whatever has to be done in those 3 months. Seeding, harvest, whatever you do. Rabbi Shmuel thinks that you can knock it off in 3 months. I don't know, whatever has to be done to accomplish that. That's what he did. Yeah.
Okay, sorry, I'm trying to understand that. Meaning, the original owner, the Marakama, we're assuming that he did not seed in the beginning of the year.
That's
because
right.
Because
if he seeded and planted and harvested all that,
right.
And then at the end of that year, this other guy came in and did it, so Rabbeinu Yonah feels that that would not count as a good chazakah, that would not count as the first year of the chazakah, because the owner would have dismissed it. He wouldn't have cared because he already got his harvest out of the year based on what he did at the beginning of the year.
Right.
So therefore, we have to assume that the owner did not do it at the beginning. And now he sees this guy coming in at the end, taking away from his field.
Meaning there has to be a reason for the guy to watch his shot in a sense. I want to say, we always said, you have to watch your shtad for 3 years, because for those 3 years, the original owner is, might come and protest. So it seems like if he did, maybe I'm connecting to me, like if he...
Well, this is Rabbi Yishmael now, who's right. Learning out from Shor Mu'ad, I don't know.
Okay.
This is Rabbi Yishmael. Okay, last paragraph. What?
Can we just go back to the Mira Be'inai paragraph?
Near
the one that was talking about how clearly the Chacham don't want from Shemuel.
Yeah.
So I just had a hard time reading it.
What difficult?
Starting with the word V'had Shikrei L'Tamuzah D'Lokli Figeir Pishnol.
Let me just find it. V'had Pshitolei.
After Mir Abaynai Pishnol.
Mir Abaynai Pishnol Not Mishol Shem.
I'm okay. Do it now.
But if she delivered Talmud the
Okay, and
yeah.
Then after that, can we put that part? It's and it's clear in the Gemara that they don't argue about Mekutos. They both hold 36 full months, right?
Yeah.
And then this part, with it's in parentheses, Mishem de Akar Chacha for Akein, Kivan de Baishmol Shlosh Kedirot Shlosh Kedirot Shlosh Mekutosikot. I can ignore it.
I don't have that in parentheses.
You don't have that at all.
I have it, but
oh, you have it. No, I'm just wondering if that's like a side. It's hard for me to read it with that line.
Mishum d'al korchech kevin d'boi shmuel gimel gederos gimel betziros v'gimel masikos alma lo gamrinim lachazaka mishor muad.
So yeah, it just sounds backward to me. Isn't it saying that because they don't want from mishor muad, they clearly hold that it's a full 3 years, so they don't argue about makuto? Isn't that what that sentence is saying?
Give me a second. But here he's saying that Makutos, the fact that the Gemara did not give Makutos, means because they both require Gimel Shana and Miyom Miyom.
Because they both learn from Shermuah.
No.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. I meant because they both don't learn.
Well, when he hasn't said that yet, so he says that Makutos doesn't work. So, and Vahadab Shitala Tamunda Dol Plige Rav and Shmuel be Makutos. And why is it so obvious to the Gemara that Rav and Shmuel don't argue about Makutos? Mishum Dal Korchech Kevin Deboy Shmuel Gimel Gederos. Since Shmuel requires Gimel Gederos, Alma lo gaminim lechazaka mishor hamuad. We don't learn out from shor hamuad. Why? De'im mishor hamuad habigamar lo. Because if he did learn out from shor hamuad, kevin shasaf es tvuaso umasak es zeisav v'kanas es kitzav, then he wouldn't have said gimel gederos. He could have had three different peros. So that's how we know that he doesn't learn out gimel shanim from shor hamuad. Now, if he doesn't learn out gimel shanim from shor hamuad, then where does he learn it from?
He's starting
his b'shtarim. That's how you get 3 years.
Meaning we're being makpid about his language, that it's gimel gederos, meaning three of the same crop.
Yeah.
But how does that imply that you're not learning from shor hamuad?
Because if he did, then why would he say three gederos?
Could be anything.
Just three
equals
three
minutes.
Oh, okay, I see.
Why would he say gederos? Betziros. Because betziros is, what's that? That's with olives.
Right, hadn't we said, though, that the reason originally when we asked that question was because it's like three negichot, so it's three of the same thing, and so too it's three of the same
No,
harvest.
I guess not. I guess we don't. He doesn't see it that way. Because the Gemara said it. The Gemara, Chav Ches Amud Beis, when they quoted Stei Ilan, and they said the whole Cheyush is Rabbi Yishmael, because Rabbi Yishmael said you can have, you know, 1 year of harvesting grapes, then the next olives, and then, I don't know what the other one, dates or figs, whatever they were, right? And you can do that in 1 year, and that's what the Gemara, because you learn out from Shor Mu'ah, and that's whole Cheyush. Okay?
So it's all about being distinct, not about the same.
Right.
Even though
Talia is a good point, I mean, by Negichos, it's the same gorings. Okay, I don't know. What's in the last paragraph?
Where's your last paragraph?
So now the question is, what's the difference between Dekel Nara, which we're saying now according to Shmuel is a Chazaka. So is he still not working with the Rif, or he's going back to his own Pshat?
Yes.
What did you think?
Can we
You're not sure? What? How can you tell? Well, he paskin always like Shmuel.
Well, I think he's still working.
He's not working with Riff anymore.
He mentions him once later on.
Yes or no? I don't know. He does mention. Doesn't mention.
Yeah, 50% chance of being right.
I think he is.
What?
I think he is.
You sure?
Yes.
100%.
Sure.
Isn't he not going according to the...
You're getting to know me too well. I can't fool you. Well, let's read what he says. V'i kashalacha ha'damash b'gemara daliba d'rabbanon achla tlosa peri b'tlosa yarchi lo havya chazaka. What is that? That according to the Rabbanon, three peros in 3 months is not a chazaka. How did Gemara said that?
So if the Rabbanon rejects
that's right. That's right. That's the Gemara. So according only Rabbi Yishmael thinks he can get right. But the Rabbanon disagree. So the Rabbanon don't believe that you can get three payros in 3 months. It's not a chazaka, right? Umayshna midekel nara. So ask the Rabbeinu Yonah, so why is the Dekel Nara different? He's asking, according to the Rabbanon, why is Dekel Nara different than 3 months of Aspasta? Isn't that what he's asking?
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand the question?
Yes.
What's the question? Sarah, what's the question? Is that a question according to the Rif, or that's a question according to Rabbeinu Yonah's own pshat?
I think it's a question on the
Rif. Could it be a question on Rabbeinu Yonah's own pshat?
I don't think so. Because
of course not.
Because he doesn't
reply. Why is it a question on the Rif?
Because Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't allow reproduction. Doesn't say that Shmuel doesn't think reproduction alone is enough. And the
Riff
does.
Yeah, according to the Riff, you can knock out a chazaka in a year and a half. That's what Declanara is. So Rabbeinu Yonah is asking on the Rif, well, if you can knock out a chazok in a year and a half with Declanara, why can't you knock out a chazok in 90 days with Aspasta?
Rabbeinu Yonah holds like...
What does Rabbeinu Yonah personally hold? Which is what? Declanara means you still need 3 full years. So of course, if you need 3 full years, you can't. No, he wouldn't ask on himself. Well, why can't 90 days work? Of course, 90 days can't work. Just like 30 months can't work. But you need 36 months. So this is a kasha only on the Rif.
Meaning, it seems like both are mikutaot.
That's right.
But they're
all mikutos. What's the difference between this mikutos and that one? I think it's a very valid question.
You know, they're totally different in terms of how many months. Like, one is 3 months and one is...
But why should it matter? Right. Once you're telling me you don't need 3 full years, you need 3 productions. So then, 90 days, you get 3 productions of Aspasta. What's wrong? So why did the Rabbanim say, no, it's no Chazaka? Why not? You got 3 Gederos. 3 Gederos of Aspasta. What's wrong with that? So what does he say? Lo Kasha. The cave and the shard of kolam ainosim should be pamayim b'shana. Zeh she'osa pamayim b'shana arehu omed b'mokom shnei shonim. So I don't really understand well his answer. But what do you think he's answering?
It's like a special kind of dekel. By the fact that it's a mishubach kind of dekel that's able to produce it in less amount of time, that's why it's okay. But it's not like a regular run of the mill asbasta. Does that make sense of what he said?
Yeah, well, I mean, the run of the mill. So what's wrong with the run of the mill asbasta then? See, he doesn't. What do you. Like
he doesn't talk about that asbasta more.
I mean, like even like it's run-of-the-mill dekalim, meaning the Declanara is the special kind of...
The special kind of date trees, I got that.
Okay.
But what about Aspasta? But why can't Aspasta work?
It's not as special.
I don't get it, so...
Because all Aspasta...
Yeah?
I thought it's that there's not a kasha, because in general, he holds that Makuto would never ever work by Aspasta and by most palm trees, whatever it is. In this specific case, we have an exception, and that's okay.
I'm not following. I just say it again.
That
he says the cave and the shard, the column, other the column, you can't get 2 productions in a year.
Right, right.
Okay,
so
fine.
That's like a sasta. In those cases, you can't get the makuto, right?
No. So then it would take. You need 3 years. I don't.
Right.
They could be makutos,
so
other the column. How do you know it's 36 months? Other the column. Maybe it's 30 months.
I just thought he was saying like. There's one except he thinks in general it doesn't work. But there's one exception, the Declanara, and he's okay with making that exception to the rule. But Aspasta...
But it's not an exception to the rule. He said earlier that Makutos would be a nafgamina, according to the Rif. Declanara is lav dafka, any Makutos. It's just that Declanara is even a bit, you know, within Makutos, that's like the biggest example you can come up with. But Makutos is a nafgamina.
Oh, you're saying it's just one example of many different kinds of...
Yeah. So then why can't 3 aspastas work? See, if he would have said that you're depleting the soil, like it's not the way... But he doesn't do that. All he says is, well, Declanara is special, other trees can't do that. So they can't. So what? How does that answer it?
So it doesn't answer.
That's what I don't get. So I said, I don't understand what he's saying here. Like, something's missing. Like, how does that answer what I... So why can't 3 months in a row of Aspasta work?
Because it's like, it's a regular... It's a regular...
Good!
It's like the other regular kind of closure.
And the regular things in Makutos works.
No, don't work.
Do work, according to Shmuel.
Sorry, right.
He said earlier, B'dinu da'avele l'meimer Makutos
ikabeinayu. Right. So who cares if it's special?
So I don't understand what he's... I don't know. I don't get that part. I don't know what he's saying. How does that answer the question? Now, the next thing, though, I did understand, which I thought would help us a lot. What's v'ikashalacha? What's the next thing? What's the next thing that he's... Yeah, Blima, what's the next thing? What's his next kasha?
He's saying, what's the difference? Clearly, the...
Okay, Rav and Shmuel are explaining Chachamim, and clearly the Chacham, the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Shmuel. But we have that in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shmuel holds the 18 months would work to create a chazakah. And we also have that Shmuel would say that 18 months would also work.
Shmuel said that?
Doesn't it imply that?
Well, don't be careful how you speak. You
can't. But Dekel Nara, he says that if you have six, like if it's a Dekel Nara, which we understand as being 666, which also equals 18 months, would also work.
Because Shmuel said you need three Gederos. And we understand that to mean three harvests, no matter how long it takes, whether it takes 3 years, 2 years, 18 months, whatever it takes, right? Because Makutos, according to Shmuel, Makutos works. Now, we know that Shmuel claimed that the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. That means in the Stei Beis Habal, what did Rabbi Shmuel say? 18 months. 3, 12, and 3. That's three productions. According to Shmuel, why would the Chachamim disagree with that? It's Makutos. Why would the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yishmael? In what did Rabbi, or Rabbi Akiva for that matter, let's talk about Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael said what? You need 3, 12, and 3. You have three harvests. It works as a chazakah. And we know the Chachamim disagree, according to Shmuel. Why do they disagree?
Meaning both of them put that
up. They're all Makutos. So what is the answer to this? Yeah.
Why did Rashbam, when we learned this with Rashbam, didn't we, the way we read it, show us that Rashbam thinks he actually, when Shmuel says, and Rashbam had the same, brought up this parish of Dekel Nara, and said that even like you could read Shmuel as saying I disagree with the Chachamim not about 18 months or 14 months, but about whether it needs to be three gederot up through the same, where they say it's three different.
I'm losing you. Where are you going?
With the Rashbam.
Well, let's do this.
I don't understand what you're saying. I feel like this isn't a question because you could just say, why do you have to say that the Chachamim disagree with everything?
What do they disagree about then?
They can only disagree about whether it has to be three of the same productions or three different.
Well, in Stei Beis Habal, what are they?
18. He would say 18 months works as long as it's three different ones.
Rabbi Shmuel says they have to be three different ones?
No, Shmuel would say that. Meaning, it's not like he disagrees with 18 months, he only disagrees with one aspect of it. Time is not the problem, it's what is produced in that time. Is it three of the same productions, or is it three different ones?
Well, isn't that what he's going to answer?
I think
you're saying the answer.
That's exactly what he's going to answer. Because look at his answer. Because what's his answer? Lo kasha, the hosam ein hatvuo shovos. The perit the sof rishona min hatvuos in his rose besof akayetz. Shalachrona min han his rose betchilas hachorev. Ubisoda haomedes lachitim usaorim beinan chazaka the gimel tvuo shalchitim usaorim. Lomit starfin, leinan chazaka minin han his rom besof akayetz. What does that all mean? Nobody got that? Don't tell me something. Tell me what he says. Then I'll let you criticize it.
He says that if you're going to say the 3 months, 12 months, 3 months, then whatever you collect during the 3 months was planted at the summer time, because it's the last 3 months of the year. This is me trying to understand agriculture.
And then what?
And then at the last 3 months, of the which are the first 3 months of the last year, meaning January, February, March.
Yes.
Then whatever was planted, it's planted in like November, the beginning of the winter.
Fine, so what about it?
I don't know.
Oh!
That's what he would say.
He's saying that they're different tavuos. It's
that's
not the same.
Regions?
They're different grains.
So you would have to know. Oh.
He says,
look,
the hosam ein hatvuo shovos. The produce is not equal. The pera de sof rishona min hatvuo shenizros besof akayis. That the peros at the end of a year, which is in the summertime, are from tavuo, from grains, that one seeds in the summertime.
Which are different.
Which are different. And then shel achrona, and of the last year, min hanizros betchilas hacharif. In other words, I'm not a farmer, but he's saying that the kinds of grains or whatever it is, what you would plant in the summertime, which you would seed in the summer, are not the same produce, grains, that you would seed in the wintertime.
Well, that's
and that's why the tavu, I didn't know it either, I just read it. You're not reading what's being said. Ubesoda ha'omedes l'chitim musa'orim be'inan chazaka the gimel tavu shal chitim musa'orim. You need chitim and sa'orim v'lo mitstarfin l'inyan chazaka minin hat nizroim b'sof ha'kayis. You can't combine with types that are seeded at the end of the summer. He's telling you they're different. You see the words?
Well, that's why the Chachamim would disagree with Rabbi.
That's why they disagree, because Rabbi Yishmael, even in, which I never realized this, that in Sde Beis Habal, what he's claiming is that what is plant seeded at the end of one year and the beginning of the last year, they're not the same produce that you'll have in the middle year. Remember we were bothered by that?
Yes, that was exactly what we were bothered by.
And here this is helping us. Remember I told you there's something that would help us? I don't know if you remember yesterday.
Yeah, but that should be common sense.
Yeah, common sense. If you're a farmer, it's common sense.
No, we know that we have fruits that we eat in the summer, and fruits that we eat in the winter, or whatever it is.
People like us who think that the tomatoes grow in the supermarket. What do we know?
I see every vegetable and grain in the store.
Yes.
Can I also say that one talking about today, when I was talking about today as well?
Say again?
Is it not enough to also say, I agree with this point, but I'm just saying, like, is it not enough to say that Rabbi Shmuel is talking about Sede Beis Habal, and Shmuel is talking about Sede Beis Habal?
But what would Shmuel say about Sede Beis Habal? According to Shmuel, what would the Chachamim say in a case of Sede Beis Habal? You have to have an answer.
Assume, right, we can assume.
Would it work or not? Then they would agree with Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Is that what you're saying? So then why does Shmuel say that the Chachamim disagree? Look at Shmuel's statement. Zo divrei Rabbi Shmuel v'Rabbi Akiva v'o Chachamim omrim gimel gederos, etc.
Why does he have to be agreeing?
Why the Chachamim? He said the Chachamim. They disagree.
Can he take any other position besides for 18 months and full and agreeing with Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva?
Say again?
If we go according to this idea that Tali is mentioning, can we give him another position besides for 18 months?
If
we say that it's just talking about, one is talking about, like,
what was it, Sede Ilan, and another one is Sede Ilan?
Yeah, but he's talking about Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. That's referring to Sede Beis Habal. The only one who talked about Sede Ilan was Rabbi Yishmael.
It
sounds like he's talking
about Lokasha.
Lokasha. The Hosam Ein HaTvuo Shavos. The Tvuos are not the same. He's saying they're not the same. They're not equal. They're not
meaning
the same.
The one that Shmuel's talking about, the ones that Rabbi Shmuel's are talking about, or the ones
the
that...
The ones that Rabbi Shmuel is talking about, we have three, at the last 3 months of one year, and then the first 3 months of the last year. They're not all the same tavua. They're not all talking about the same grain. Because at the end of the first year, you're talking about grains that are suitable to be planted in the summertime, at the end of summer. And then in the beginning of the third year, which is in the winter time, it's you're seeding grains that are more suitable for the winter time. Then not everything is suitable at any time of the year. So we're talking about three different grains. Now Shmuel believes, according to Chachamim, that it's got to be, if you're talking about a soda of chitim and sa'orim, then it's got to be what? You got to then be seen talking about chitim and sa'orim for three seasons.
Meanwhile, he could have, if he wanted to, have quoted, I think, also the Gemara, in which he said 20 kafet amud bet on the bottom, when, you know, Rabbi Ishmael says, you know, it could be zetim, you know, the three options.
Well, we know that already.
Okay, I'm saying it's in the Gemara itself. You could just compare it to
no, but he has to say that this case of Sde Beis Habal is not working with the same produce. That you didn't know.
Okay,
and stay long, yeah.
Right.
Okay, so for review this well, make sure you know it, and then tomorrow we start the new Gemara. The Mishnah,
so,
right.
So that means that you can't have, according to Shmuel, you can't have 3, 12, 3 because it would be three different fruits.
That's right, three different grains.
And so therefore it's not an overlap.